What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to
Willard and Dibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, it is Willard and Dibbs, although no Willard today. He'll be back on Monday. It's Dibbs and Grandy with you on this Thursday, July 3rd. Happy early 4th of July to everybody. If you're already off work, congratulations. Dibbs and I are here with you for another 2.5 hours, and then we'll be headed on our way for the 4th of July holiday weekend. Hope everybody is having a good time staying safe out there. We will join you on the weekend coming up here in just a little bit. And as a reminder, we're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/957thegame and youtube.com/957thegame to watch us live. And if anyone swears, you get to hear it. Make sure to subscribe to the channel for all 95.7 The Game content on both Twitch and YouTube. And make sure to hit the thumbs up button on YouTube if you like the show. All powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And Dibs, speaking of the YouTube, we got the chat running, and it's running rampant, as it always is. I wanted to circle this one comment. We were talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and I threw out the nightmare scenario for the Warriors. The way that I see it is, if he just accepts the Warriors' $7.9 million qualifying offer, and the Warriors put that out there to make him a restricted free agent. You send that out so that your player becomes restricted, and then you kind of control how the free agency can play out. I didn't really think that Kuminga just accepting that $7.9 million qualifying offer was a possibility until the market proved to be very, very dry, and until I frankly came to terms with the fact that I think under very few circumstances would Kuminga want to return long-term to the Golden State Warriors. So with that in mind, we got a comment that came in right before we went to break, Dibs, and it's from Zeb. Zeb says, another team will offer Kuminga more than $7.9 million. Okay, probably. I'm sure that has happened. I'm sure that a team has called up the Warriors or called up Kuminga's camp and says, hey, we'll offer you $12 million a year for 3 years. That's probably happened. Like, a lot of teams have probably done that. That's not a lot of money for a young, promising player like Kuminga. I'm sure that has happened even in this, you know, depressed market. But that, frankly, doesn't matter. Because what Kuminga has to weigh here is it worth it for me, and on a sign-and-trade, which is how he would get to another team in all likelihood, it has to be for 3 years at minimum.
On a sign-and-trade,
on a
yes.
Sign-and-trade. So if Jonathan Kuminga were to sign a $12 million deal to get about $4 million more than opting into the qualifying offer of $8 million this year, he has to sign up for that rate for 3 years. Because the Warriors aren't going to just let him walk. They're not going to let him leave, especially at that low of a number. If it comes to offering Kuminga $12 million a year or letting him leave for nothing, they're offering him $12 million a year. So there, in my mind, there's no way for Kuminga to leave the Warriors and to get and to sign a $12 million contract or anything in that like low range. Because the Warriors would just say, okay, you know what? We'll sign you to that, and we'll deal with your situation later. We'll just kick the can down the road like they did last offseason. So what Kuminga would do, Dibs, in my mind, is he says, all right, I either look at $12 million or whatever it is over the course of 3 years, or I take a hit in the moment, sign and play for $8 million this year, and then bet on myself and get a major payday a year from now. So it's, in my mind, Zeb, and appreciate the comment, it's not about whether or not he's getting an offer worth more than eight right now. It's whether or not he feels like he is comfortable taking the monetary hit, at least in his mind, the monetary hit, for having to live with that contract for 3 years at least.
And that's where it becomes psychologically maybe more damaging, because if you can take it for one more year, you swallow hard and you play for 7.9, well, then you realize if you do it right and you play well, and last year he played well. He played well, he got hurt, he missed 31 games, he came back, the team was different, and he wasn't able to assimilate quickly enough to where he was going to help. And then there were some moments where the coaching staff was clearly frustrated by what he was doing, whether it was shot hunting or not rebounding or doing the little things that they needed him to then do. He got DNPs, and then you know the rest of it. Steph gets hurt, now we need you. He comes in and cooks for four games,
plays really awesome.
But they don't win. So, yeah, he cooked, and it's like when you're a Michelin star chef, but nobody comes to your restaurant, like, your meal was great, but you lose. And that's what that basically was, because he played great for four games, and they went 0-4. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the year was over. So all those things collectively, you look at where we are now, and if I was in his spot, and Mark and I got into this debate yesterday, and the boogeyman of the injury bug, yes, he could go out there and rupture his Achilles. He could tear up his knee. All these things could happen at any moment. So how much is it worth to you to bet on yourself and roll the dice? Now, if it were football, it's a little bit different for me, because football is 100% in injury risk. You're going to get hurt. It's
and
just
like
a question of how badly.
Potential career enders.
For
that
sure.
can happen in the NBA.
And not a guaranteed contract either.
Yeah.
So if you're Kuminga and you're this young and you've never had a major injury, knock on wood, and the ankle sprain was bad, but it was an ankle sprain, and so if I'm him, I'm thinking 7.9, I could do this one more year, knowing full well that at that point, I've got my own ability to go where I want. And, you put an interesting number out there. If it's 3 years and $36 million with another team, and you're making, 12, and maybe it's 3 and 39, what Moses got.
Yeah.
It's like, do I really want to
sign up for 3 years of that when he feels like he's worth so much more?
That's right. Triple that.
Yeah. And
in theory,
he feels like, all right, I take the short-term hit now in the moment. One, the money. I make $8 million this year, which I know for all of us, it's like, okay, don't scoff at $8 million. That's a ton of money. I could live the rest of my life on $8 million. All of us could. Like, that's an amazing amount of money. But considering the money that is thrown around to these professional athletes, it's not that much. And Kuminga wants more. So he would, I think in my mind, he would be willing to take the short-term setback monetarily, and he'd be willing to deal with, his frustration for the rest of the year being with the Warriors, because what I have heard, and I don't have sources left and right, but what I have heard people saying inside the organization around the building is he just does not want to play for the Warriors anymore. And specifically doesn't want to play with Steve Kerr anymore. And frankly, I can't blame him for that. I don't think Steve Kerr like has gone out of his way to attack the kid. Steve Kerr has done what he's done because he felt it's the best way for the Warriors to win basketball games. And you can agree or disagree. I don't think Steve Kerr has had any kind of ill intent specific to Kuminga. But from Kuminga's perspective, I can totally understand not wanting to play for that guy anymore, considering how the 4 years have gone. But I think considering what next year might hold for him and what next year's free agent market and what the market rate is going to look like next year compared to this year, Dibs, I think he would very much be willing to say, all right, I'll take less money this year. I will deal with the frustrations of being here for another year, but I only have to wait one more year until I hit the market again, and this time I'll be totally free to get any offer from any team out there, and the Warriors have no way to control it the rest of the way. And, oh, by the way, Dibs, this is what Bobby Marks told us. Let me play this to you. If Jonathan Kuminga accepts the qualifying offer, what does he gain? Here's Bobby Marks.
In the last 10 years, there have been five players that have signed a qualifying offer. The beauty of the qualifying offer is that he has veto power on any trade also. If he signed the qualifying offer and he did allow the trade to go, the acquiring team does not inherit his bird rights. So they would not have much leverage as far as to re-sign him to a new contract. So that's the danger of the one-year deal as far as there are certainly some limitations that come with it.
So you think, all right, if you're the Warriors, JK opts in to the qualifying offer, plays on $8 million. I've seen a lot of this on the text line and on the YouTube chat. Okay, Warriors just trade him at the deadline then, and you recoup the value there. Well, Kuminga has a no-trade clause, essentially. He can veto any trade. And even if you do get a trade that he agrees to, you're only trading him at an $8 million valuation, meaning you can only get an $8 million player in return. And, oh, by the way, the acquiring team does not acquire Kuminga's bird rights, which essentially is just a way in which teams can offer your free agent more, which, of course, a free agent will be interested in. So the acquiring team is acquiring a team or a player that might be a rental. And you don't have the leg up on in terms of the rest of the market right to re-sign him. So you're not willing to give up much in order to get that guy. So that, I think, it screws the Warriors' ability to recoup anything for him. So long story short, I think Kuminga sees that as potentially, given the crazy market we've seen, I think he might see that as the best option that he has in front of him.
He may not have any other option, quite frankly, unless there's another team out there that we haven't yet seen that wants to come in and put the Warriors in an uncomfortable spot. And Bobby Marks, I know you have the cut over there when he said, you know, 15 to 17 is about what the Warriors could do. And, you know, $20 million a year is going to be their walkaway number. So if there's another team out there that likes Kuminga and they're just kind of laying in the weeds, they're waiting to see how this plays out, and then they come and they make an offer to a restricted free agent that the Warriors would then have 2 days to match, and they say, how about 3 years and $51 million? $17 million per year, and that's right at what Bobby Marks was talking about. That's right about at the top of what they could tolerate. So now you put the Warriors in that uncomfortable situation where it's, you got to Schmidt or get off the pot, as my old man used to say. Yeah. We'd be driving around town, and there'd be somebody who was like at a four-way stop. And, you know, sometimes people don't understand that, you know, you give the right of way to the right. And so if you get there at the same time, there's a certain order of things. And so my father would say, Schmidt or get off the pot, Buick. And so that's what the Warriors would have to do. You'd have 2 days to think $17 million a year. And like you said, you could trade him at the deadline and get $17 million back. But the team that acquires him, actually the team that did acquire him in this scenario would have his bird rights because they would be the ones signing and trading him, so the bird rights would actually go with him.
Yeah,
so
in this scenario, but the qualifying offer opt-in and then trade at the deadline,
correct,
no bird rights
correct
there.
But yeah, that to me becomes the last interesting piece of this. Is there a team out there laying in the weeds looking to put the Warriors into that uncomfortable spot where it's not a ton of money, it's more than they'd want to spend, and if you match it, you're kind of done with free agency? What do you do, Warriors, in that spot?
It's a great question.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead and count that. Add that to the loop.
We got a couple of calls that I want to get to in a sec, but Charlie and Jimmy, stay patient. I just want to reference something that I just saw on our YouTube chat. We're coming to you in just a second, so please stay right there. We appreciate you hanging out on hold. I saw this on the YouTube chat, Dibs, and you can join the conversation, youtube.com/957thegame. Pierce Evans, one of our faithful watchers on YouTube, he says, I've said this a million times. You kick the can down the road, you pay him now, and you make the deadline your offseason. Great idea in principle. Warriors say, all right, JK, the market's not great for you. We're fearful of you taking the qualifying offer, so you know what? We're going to pay you a little bit more money than maybe we were previously willing to do. JK, maybe it's the number that you threw out. What do you think of 3 years, $17 million per year? And you know what? Just to be nice, we'll throw in a player option for the third year. Okay, JK, so 2 years with us at least at $17 million per. If for whatever reason you want to opt in for the third year, that's your right to do so. Otherwise, in 2 years from now, you'll hit the open market and you'll be an unrestricted free agent. You can go wherever the hell you want. If I'm Jonathan Kuminga, part of me in the back of my head says, okay, it's an okay number. That's more than double the qualifying offer.
It's $50 million guaranteed.
That's a good amount of money.
Yeah.
Not chump change by any stretch of the imagination. But if you're Kuminga and you're confident as hell in who you are, and you know the pickle the Warriors are in, maybe this is just my cynical mind, Dibs, and maybe I'm glass half empty more so than glass half full. My mind goes to, if I'm Kuminga, I think to myself, are the Warriors offering me that money because they think I'm good and I'm worth it? Or are they offering me that money because they're trying to save themselves from the pickle of me taking the qualifying offer? Like, it feels to me like that would be bad faith, a bad faith offer, because it is more so about avoiding the terrible situation for the Warriors as opposed to truly believing in who Jonathan Kuminga is as a player.
Perhaps, and it also, if I'm Kuminga, I look at it and I think, okay, it puts the ball back in the Warriors' court even more so, because now Jonathan Kuminga wouldn't have that right of refusal of a trade, because you'd be signing a contract with your team and you would be beholden to them. And not that he isn't now, because he is. Ultimately, if no other team offers him anything, he's got to go play for $7.9 million with the Warriors or not play basketball for a year. So he's kind of in that spot. But if he signs the qualifying offer, he at least has that right of a trade refusal in his pocket. And so $17 million becomes that number where, yeah, JK, here's $50 million guaranteed. And by the way, when you're done with this deal, you're only going to be 26. And in NBA years, that's nothing.
That's the big money contract right there.
Right. So if you stay and you do well, and you know he's done well when he's been given a chance, and so you could think, hey, JK, you know, when this is done, and you know that the salary cap's only going up, so after these 3 years, you'll be able to go out and get that $35 million that you've always wanted. Man. So it becomes tempting, but if he goes that route, he's basically saying to the team, okay, you can Jordan Poole me if you want. And the Warriors gave Poole $140 million over 4 years and then never paid him a penny of it because they traded him before the contract bore fruit.
Yeah, and we like to say the Warriors, I don't know, handled that in a good way. They signed a contract, they traded him, they got Jordan or they got Chris Paul in here. If you could ask them again, I think they would say, well, I wish we never gave Jordan Poole that contract in the first place, because they had to attach a first-round pick to get Poole out of here. Like, they made a mistake, and they cut their losses before it got worse. But it was still a mistake in the first place.
Perhaps. I don't know if I would say it that way, because things went the way they went. Like, Jordan Poole went to the G League, got good, came here, won a championship, got paid, got punched. And so all those things, like, to me, make it hard for me to say it was a mistake.
But how he's played since then is not worth the contract.
Well, in the 1 year he played here after the pay and the punch, he didn't play the way you had hoped. He became a dribble, dribble, shoot, dribble, dribble, fall down kind of guy, and that's what he's been subsequent to that. Yeah. And so is that a byproduct of the contract, of the punch, of the scenario, of the situation? We'll never know. I do think that signing him and then trading him before you actually had to pay that contract was not a mistake. It was smart. the mistake part of it was you got Chris Paul, who then you weren't able to turn into anything good. That part of it for me is a bigger mistake than what you did with Jordan Poole.
I hear you there. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Charlie in Texas. Charlie, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs, but it's Dibs and Grandy with you. How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
We're doing good, man. What do you got?
I just got to make an opinion on the previous call. I'm disagreeing. They said Kuminga have a low leverage. He's actually a high leverage. That's why other teams want to take an advantage of the situations going on right now. But let me tell you, people forgetting how JK took cover before he got hurt when he playing against the Rocket or against the Clippers, the way they was locked in with the defense. I mean, people don't realize that before Jimmy Butler, he was playing great. He was doing great before he got hurt, you know, and people, like other teams, want to take advantage of that situation. I mean, he probably doesn't have the right coaching or mentorship, but he got killer mentality. I see him playing and he doesn't care. I mean, he go all the way in. He do what he's supposed to do. I mean, he's younger, but he's doing great. So, I mean, he got really high leverage. That's why I'm making that comment, because saying the previous call said that he got low leverage, that's not true. That's not true at all.
Appreciate the call, Charlie. I don't think he has no leverage. I don't think he has a ton of leverage. And his leverage stems from just one specific, I think, scenario. One, he can wait and he can delay as long as he possibly wants, because that hurts the Warriors and it maybe hinders their ability to kind of plan out the rest of their offseason. And two, he holds maybe the ultimate trump card is, I'm going to take the qualifying offer. Then what are you going to do, Warriors? Beyond that, and those are two not great situations for JK either, because those both result in him coming back to the Warriors, I would imagine. I want to make sure I say this the right way, Dibs. I think Kuminga has an ability to put the Warriors in a really big pickle. But it's also not like that's all sunshine and rainbows for Kuminga if it plays out that way either. It's not a great situation for him.
It's not a great for either, but I really don't think that it puts them in a pickle unless you are thinking that they are of the mind that they're worried about another team offering him, or they're still thinking about offering him more than what the qualifying is. And, you know, there are reports out there that he had no contract offer last offseason, and So far, it doesn't feel like there's been a contract offer this offseason. I don't know that for sure, but maybe the Warriors are content to just sit back and wait for other teams to blow them out of the water for a deal for their restricted free agent. In the meantime, they're back-channeling trying to get Al Horford, and they're back-channeling trying to check on the knee of DeAnthony Melton. And all the while, maybe Kuminga's not putting them in a pickle. They gave him the qualifying offer of $7.9 million. That's just business. And now when you do that, he becomes officially a restricted free agent. And now you sit back and you wait and you say, okay, other 29 teams, come wow us with what you're going to spend, knowing full well that most teams don't have that much money anyway.
888-957-9570. Jimmy's in Bayview and he's up next. How you doing, Jimmy?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. I think this comes down to what their negotiations were last year. I mean, Kuminga made a mistake, and Lacob could put the screws to him. And also, Kuminga, you know, could, you know, play for the qualifying offer. But, I mean, a lot's in Lacob's corner here. He could sign a one-year and actually almost forced a trade as an expiring contract and get paid, and then everybody gets a little something. He could sign, you know, for a lower than what he was asking for last year with a really low first-year amount, with it going up exponentially and somewhat forced a trade. So I think this is – I mean, Lacob's a shrewd businessman, and this kid messed up. So it's basically how Lacob wants to play this, I believe, because he doesn't want the kid taking his toys and leaving the sandbox. And, you know, you don't really want to be a hardball on a 22-year-old. It would make for an uncomfortable year. And I think what the Warriors really want is the ability to trade him, because I actually think that's what's going to happen.
Hmm. Yeah, Jimmy, appreciate the call. Yeah, I think I'm with you there, what you said at the very end. I think, Dibs, if you were to ask the Warriors and get a truthful answer out of Dunleavy and Kerr and maybe even Joe Lacob, although I think Joe Lacob has probably more strongly been in the I believe in Kuminga camp than most of the others, it would be, all right, let's trade Kuminga and let's get a decent return. Like, it's time to a bigger deal, get as much money and value back as possible and wash our hands of the situation and just move on from there. But because the market is so small, that option really isn't there for them.
Exactly. And, you know, the market has, I think, even gotten smaller based on what Brooklyn's done. And Brooklyn's gone out and taken on additional salary. So their big whopping cap room that everyone talked about, including myself, they're the only ones, Mark, who can give him more than 25 a year. Well, that price is no longer 25.
No.
It might not be 20. And even if it's 15 and you sign and trade him for 15, you're only getting $7.5 million back in player and you're paying him 7.9. So at some point, there is a diminishing returns part of this for the Warriors where why would you try to sign and trade him for a team that wants to pay him 16 and you'll get $8 million worth of player back when you could pay him $8 million? And yeah, you probably would lose him after a year and you wouldn't be able to move him at the deadline most likely, but at least you'd have a known commodity, a guy who I still believe can fit with you in some spots, and at times, I don't think this thing is totally, totally broken.
Or you could also just sign him to that same $18 million per year contract against his maybe will and just keep him for still not a gigantic number and then
you'd want to do that for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And then that becomes an attractive contract at the deadline. Like, you wouldn't want to sign him for 1 year and 18 because you already can get him for 1 year and 7.9.
Yeah.
So you would have to commit to a Jordan Poole-like approach where you sign him thinking that, okay, you know, maybe at some point we're going to want to trade you, but at least you'd have that ability to trade him. But that, to me, becomes risky.
And the restricted nature of Kuminga allows the Warriors to do that because Kuminga doesn't have to agree to it. Like, if he gets that offer, Warriors can match. And if Kuminga accepts the other offer, they can match, and then he's a Warrior.
Yep.
That's how it works. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More to get into. 888-957-9570. We're back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.